DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
That'd be exact.
Yeah, it's gotta be exact. You were shot in the heart, so I guess it's gotta be fucking exact.
I don't know exactly where a heart is. I mean, I think it's right here.
That's it.
This it? All right, what I need is a big, fat magic marker. You got it?
What?
A magic marker! A felt pen! A fucking black magic marker!
All right. Come on, man, hurry up! Fuck. Okay. I think it's ready. All right, good.
Hurry up, man!
Okay.
Hurry up!
Here, I'll tell you what to do.
No, man. I ain't giving you're gonna give it a shot.
No, you're gonna give it a shot.
I ain't giving her the shot.
I never done this before.
I ain't never done it before either, alright? I ain't starting now. Look, you brought her here, and that means that you're gonna give her the shot. The day that I bring an ODM bitch to your house, then I give her the shot. Give her the shot.
Give it to
me. Here.
Give me that.
Alright.
Alright, count to three.
Alright.
Ready?
One.
Episode 193 coming at ya. Junkies running dry.
Smack my bitch up.
That's
what that song was about.
This is all heroin tracks. There's a lot of them. DJ 2A's.
DJ 2A's.
Yay.
Double A's.
We up in this motherfucker. We cold as shit here in Sacramento.
Y'all. We're chilling in January in Sacramento.
It's fucking chilly.
Like 40
year-round days. Shorts guy, DJ Matador, is in full shorts mode.
That's right.
Despite the fact that it is 37 degrees out.
And drinking ice-cold beer. Ice-cold beer in the fucking 20-degree short chill. It's probably like 48 degrees and we're just old and, you know, menopausal.
Bro, we're from fucking California, okay? Like,
anyway.
It's not snowing. It's not, like, raining ice. Like, are you fucking kidding me? This ain't cold.
Fuck the drug companies who are pushing the opiates, or do people just want to do a lot of heroin because they're losers?
Well, I think that...
Two A's.
I think that history shows that as soon as they cut down on opioid production, heroin made a strong and immediate comeback because junkies couldn't get their fix.
Exactly. The people that were hooked on it by the Medical Association of America. So...
Back in the day, when we were youngsters, right, people that were junkies would mix their fucking heroin with cocaine, right? They'd make a speedball.
Speedball, the perfect high, chasing the dragon, getting the ups and the downs at the same time.
Right? So, but nowadays, no. Nowadays, thanks to the fucking opioid crisis, we now have what's known as the goofball. Are you familiar with the goofball?
I am not familiar with the goofball, DJ Gower.
The goofball is heroin mixed with meth.
Well, that's a logical progression, I think, obviously, because meth is everywhere and heroin's everywhere, so you just mix the two together.
So you're, like, ultimately addicted.
Yes.
All right. Featured at your local Walmart. Coming soon. Walmart. Local Walmart. Skip it there. I smoked the meth, too. Yup. Anyway.
Bro, I'm surprised that you got, like, Nike Cortezes on. I would expect them to be, like, New Balances with your outfit.
I think John is wearing them right now.
John is wearing North Face hiking boots.
Ah, but he loves New Balance a lot.
Hey, can love is a strong word.
Can we change DJ AA to DJ Big John?
It was actually DJ 2A's.
2A's, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Triple A. I need a fucking toe, Big
DJ
John.
DJ AAA.
You got that Carhartt jacket on. I'm sure you could give me a toe, right?
Big John.
All right, we're playing some more music. Here it comes.
Obviously.
Heroin tracks. There's a shitload of them. And I hate you all. Junkies. Rhyme.
And mainline that fucking treason.
Where are the love you go? Where are the junkies go? Do you know? Where are the love you go? Where are the failures you can see. At any rate, from the looks of things, everyone's nodding out. But me! I'm better than them. I don't have the kind of time to spend with slacker types trying to be my friend. I wanna put an end to all of them, but I don't know where to begin. Cause I'm pretty sure the world's on heroin. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the world's on heroin.
She behaved like the village drunkard in some early Irish novel. Total loss of all basic motor skills. Blurred vision, no balance, numb tongue. The mind recoils in horror, unable to communicate with the spinal column. Which is interesting because you can actually watch yourself behaving in this terrible way. But you can't.
Yeah, this is a song dedicated to my one and only love. And it goes something like this, check it. Yeah, Vicodin, Vicodin. Take you every time before I go in. Don't understand relations, I've no friends. I'm so high, that's why I'm so dim. On the sofa sitting high again. Staring to the mirror, hiding in. A constant thought, will I die or win? Tylenol, Klonopin, Vicodin. Yeah, stumble through the bathroom, vomit on the floor. Vomit on the walls and some vomit on this door. Blood on this handkerchief, tears on this shirt. I've had them bent to know down all the years that I've been hurt. These pills, they make it work, they drown all the pain. Now they put me to sleep and for a day or two I stay out. Don't understand people, they don't understand me. You put a smile on my face so I guess I'm happy. Yeah, vision blurry and my hands feel dry. My legs are shaky and I slur, slur. Man, I can say a fucking word. These people think they know me when I do not know myself. They act all worried about my health, but I don't feel compelled to care about their caring. Self-centered and I'm selfless. I'm just a waste of space then. No wonder I feel helpless. Yeah. Vicodin, Vicodin, Vicodin. I love you. You're the only one that takes the pain away. As cheesy as it sounds. Yeah, Vicodin, Vicodin. Take you every time before I go in. Don't understand relations, I've no friends. I'm so high, that's why I'm so dim. On the sofa sitting high again. Staring to the mirror, hiding in. A constant thought, will I die or win? Tylenol, Klonopin, Vicodin.
I knew I was fucked.
You realize what you did when you drive like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty. I understand that. I knew it was a crime. I did it anyway. Should I argue? I'm a fucking criminal. Look at me.
You have a strange attitude.
Thank
you. You know, I have a feeling you need to take a nap.
I've been called an oxymoron because I question which drugs the war's on. Why are there more drug stores than liquor stores you can score on? The healers have become the harmers. They're just pharmaceutical farmers. What we used to call dealers, we now call doctors. I might be a seedy cynic, cause that crack house is now a clinic. It's time they change the name of the yoke to the hypocritic or the parasitic. It is an Adderall druistic by overprescribing. How can we fight them in a suboxone ring? I'll throw a pro's accusation with a subketamine meaning. They'll say my fears are quite ludicrous. This should be out of vanishing. With every Demerol altercation, they'll have a good Xanax explanation.
think that I am being crazy. The medical industrial complex keeps us fine, aggravated and hard to come because of record sex. How can we hydro condone? Hydroponic, you're oxymoronic. I've been called an oxymoron for getting my metaphor on. Linoleum is a floron. I'm an oxymoron. It's time to be alarmed. We're not being healed, we're being harmed. Our country's being factory farmed. It's oxymoronic.
Sales were through the roof, but the constant touring took its toll on Snakes and Barrels, and drug use became a regular part of their lives. Antonio shot heroin into his balls again this morning. He says this time it was an accident.
Yo, 193 shots in the motherfucking vein of your ear hole, bitches.
Ooh,
Yeah, that's right, people. This is the heroin junkie edition. Opioid crisis coming across America. Yeah.
Here's a coffee talk. Coffee talk topic. I'll let
I'm
you.
Beclumped.
I'm gonna introduce this, and you guys talk amongst yourselves. The opioid crisis was like equivalent to crack in the 80s for black people, opioids for white people in the 90s, you know, through the 2000s, starting in the 90s, though. Go ahead, talk.
So I'll just fire that That's one off, true. Right? Okay, so right out of the gates, I'm going to blame Jay-Z. Okay.
For crack or opioids?
Oh, no. Because of crack, right? Someone like Jay-Z was able to have the success that he did, right? And because of the success that he was able to garner, and through that, he was able to modify and change the game to make it a drug that would fuck up white people. Kind of like how Native Americans figured out, like, the one thing they could fuck white people with was gambling. They were like, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, sure. Give us the shittiest plot of land. That's fine. Sure, just come here and give us all your fucking money, you dipshit.
You're getting at the general idea that's been happening for the last 20 or 30 years of, like, minorities being able to come back through different, like, avenues and venues to kind of socially fuck the white man, as you said, with gambling and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of the fucking British and the Chinese. They basically flooded
China. What are you talking about, Mahjong?
Opium, man.
This is my favorite game. They got me hooked on Mahjong, dude. Like, I'm hopeless now. Like, I'm not ever going to hold down a job. You know what I mean? Like, my kids are going to grow up fucking fucked up because I got hooked on Mahjong. Wow. By the way, guys, none of us are promoting, like, the supremacy of any race here or anything. We're just talking about real talk. Having fun.
Britain fucking supported, basically sold opium to Chinese. I think the bananas
should rule the world.
All right, here we go. Here comes some more music.
Yellow motherfuckers.
More heroin.
Green on the tree, dude.
More heroin.
That's why they're
tracks.
Not called oranges.
More heroin tracks. Rhyme.
Apricots of people.
Come pop the house. Come pop the house.
Rehab.
Rehab. Rehab?
Oh, rehab. Okay, okay, I got you.
Doctor!
I'm so cold!
We need more blankets!
We need more blankets! Doctor!
I'm so hot!
I think he has too many blankets.
Fewer blankets!
I'm hot and cold at the same time!
He needs more blankets and he needs less blankets!
I'm afraid you're right.
A key role in the opioid crisis.
Clay County, Kentucky is one of the poorest places in America. The unemployment rate there is nearly 10%. That's more than twice the national rate. Despite the poverty, local pharmacies are thriving. Consider the town of Manchester, Kentucky, where the population of 1,500 can choose between 11 different pharmacies, many of which seem to make their money primarily by selling prescription painkillers. Opioid addiction rates are heavily correlated with availability. In many countries, opioids can only be administered at hospitals or specially licensed pharmacies. In America, by contrast, anyone with a prescription can pick up addictive opioid painkillers at the local drugstore. In poor places like Clay County, it's even easier because Medicaid covers the bill. Easy access to highly addictive drugs at no cost leads to the exact outcome you would expect. Medicaid beneficiaries are twice as likely to have opioid prescriptions as the general population, and they are 3 to 6 times more likely to overdose on them. In Clay County, the consequences have been a disaster.
DJ Two Ways bringing it to ya. Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 193. You can't touch us.
This bowl is cashed.
Ooh, yeah.
Finding the main vein.
I'm a junkie for that weed, man. I need that shit. You know, I was like, hey, man, I'll suck your dick.
All right, DJ. Gower. Anyway,
like I can't talk, bro.
It's our 10th year, man. We don't give a shit, and we're fucking pissed. And fuck the stupid opioid.
You can't handle the fucking.
Go take your heroin. Freestyle. Shit. Fucking shove your Suboxone up your ass as a suppository. Fuck you, junkie piece of shit.
So
that's kind of my real feelings on it because I've been victimized
throughout the show. You're
by
hear
knowing
songs.
People that got hooked on the heroin and you're, the pills and all that shit, and it's fucking crap.
You're gonna hear songs by junkies, songs for junkies, songs about junkies, songs that are
just junk.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no. That's this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, the podcast is
yeah.
junk.
Yeah. Thank you.
The songs are about junkies.
I mean, really.
I will say, though, to
in the
one
vernacular
positive,
of the children these days, we are trash.
Yeah, so trash, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I will say
mega
one
trash.
One positive that comes from heroin addicts is that they keep the state employee.
HIV? Is that the positive?
That's a joke for a different generation, kids. You'd understand if you were our age or Gower's age.
No one listens to this anyway. Who cares?
Anyway, the one positive thing is that the junkies do keep the state employees at the methadone clinics employed.
All right.
So state benefits, so.
Yeah, you know, shout out to the methadone clinics yeah. and all the methadone workers. Like, you guys are the best. So, anyway, we're closing out the show. haircuts.
No, no, no. I got a story to close out the show.
All right.
So check it out. So
that made me better at the situation of the heroin addicts.
I don't know if everyone is familiar with Hamilton the musical. Okay.
Whoa.
Alexander Hamilton the musical.
No, I've heard of it, but okay. I definitely don't want to watch it. This guy's sick.
Yes,
from
that's
the
right.
Heroin use.
He did get high with George Washington.
He injected it in the wrong vein and
so,
in his coffin.
The point of the story is that DJ EJ, my little mini, super into this performance, right? Super into the Alexander Hamilton play. Okay. So his mom and I go on to this app every single day to try and win tickets, right? One day, lo and behold, I fucking win tickets, okay? I win tickets to go see this performance on like a Wednesday in San Francisco. So I take the day off of work. That's right. It's that good. I take the day off of work. I get the kid out of school. We fucking skirt out. We head out. We're driving out. We're going across the Bay Bridge. And we're both like looking out over the city. And we're like, man, fucking San Francisco is so beautiful. And we get off. We go and park. We walk. Go to this little place. And we have a beer. Well, I have a beer. He doesn't. He's nine. And get something to eat, go to the show, great performance. On the way back, I shit you not, it was a block and a half, maybe two blocks. Like one block down, a block around, and then boom, we're at the parking lot, okay? We're talking from one block up, one block over, lined wall to wall with fucking homeless, okay? Every one of these motherfuckers is junked out of their minds, completely high. I got a small child with me. We see a guy pissing into a bottle. We see another guy shitting on the street. We see a guy openly shooting fucking heroin into his vein on the street, right? All of these things.
Last time I was in the city, I saw a similar thing, so I can definitely say that that shit's real.
On the
literally
street,
open out on the street. I've seen it. It's wild.
On the street corner, a city supported, city created garbage can, if you will, that was strictly for heroin needles.
Needles, yes. Okay. I've seen it also.
Fucking overflowing. Overflowing.
Yeah, I have a story also. I was almost hit by a falling syringe and just proceeded to get obliterated after that. It literally was like, zoom, like right next to my foot. And I just looked up. And yeah, I could have got AIDS from some. All right, let's close out the show. We're going to say some bad shit at this point. About the heroin population.
Fucking junkies, you guys, get some help. If you know somebody that's addicted to heroin or anything like meth or bad, get them some help. Show them some love.
Straight up, no bullshit. That's the truth right there, people, because a good friend of mine was severely addicted to those opioids, all sorts of pain pills and whatnot, and he's not with us anymore because he decided that, you know, the pain that he was trying to mask with those drugs and whatnot was a bigger pain, apparently, than that, what it caused his wife and his two children. So, you know, think about that shit, people. That shit's real.
Yeah,
you know, those decisions are permanent.
Sucks. I know what guy you're talking about now. Fuck.
Don't ever choose that path, y'all.
All right, we're closing
life's
out the show.
Worth living.
Thanks for listening, Rhyme.
And Treason. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Treason's worth living for. Everything that you say to him.
Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering upon this land. What a depression. What a depression. Let me go home. Let me go home. Let me go home. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering upon this land. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering upon this land. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering. Everybody's suffering. We'll be right back.
lesson from my neighborhood. Do you know how to tell if mom is overdosing on drugs? If your mom shoots dope every day like mine, you can only help her if you know the signs of an overdose.
An overdose?
Yes, an overdose. Don't call the ambulance if you're in doubt, unless she shakes uncontrollably or foams at the mouth. That's an overdose.
Okay, that's an overdose.
Mm-hmm. That's an overdose.
You could find her on the floor or find her in bed, and if you know what to do, she won't end up dead of an overdose.
Really?
Yes, an overdose.
I don't know.
The signs of danger are simple to see. If she's twitching and seizing and can barely breathe, that's an overdose.
Yeah.
That's an overdose. That's an overdose. Mom always knows best.
Oh, you for this?
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.